Hello, you're watching Talking Europe. After a nail-biting wait, there were smiles and hugs as Ursula von der Leyen was confirmed for a second five-year term at the head of the European Commission. She won a comfortable majority on July the 18th, with 401 MEPs voting for her at the plenary session in Strasbourg. That's 40 more votes than she actually needed. Compare that with 2019, when she scraped through with only 9 votes. But the balancing act that she had to do to bring these different political families together doesn't stop now. Indeed, in the next five-year mandate, she will have to navigate a difficult political landscape, not just vis-à-vis the European Parliament, but in the EU as a whole. To discuss what's next, I'm joined by three MEPs. Evin Inchir is a Swedish MEP from the Socialists and Democrats. Asita Kanko is a Belgian MEP from the Conservatives and Reformists. And Isabel Wiesler-Lima is a Luxembourgish MEP from the European People's Party. Thank you so much to all three of you for joining me. So let's start with the events of July the 18th and the approval of Ursula von der Leyen for the second term. Asita Kanko, your party in Belgium actually voted for her, but the ECR as a whole was split. How damaging do you think that could be for the ECR going forward?
Thank you for having me. Look, I actually, in the ECR group, we've decided that we had a free vote. And obviously, there wouldn't have been so many votes for Madame von der Leyen if many delegations in ECR group did not vote for her. So there have been some support from my political group as well. My party, who is going to deliver the prime minister in Belgium, voted for her as well. We requested some guarantees. Of course, I also stressed it in my speech during the debate in Parliament. We need her to deliver on certain promises she made 5 years ago, notably the geopolitical committee, commission that actually didn't focus enough when we see the state of affairs at international level right now, and looking also at the negative effects of the Green Deal on our companies and the necessity to focus on nuclear energy and to make sure that we actually give oxygen to the middle class so that everything is not that expensive for them are very important things for us, and women's rights as well. I personally regret the fact that Madame von der Leyen was very much over-scrutinized compared to her predecessors, who were all men, which I call the male discount in criticism. And this is also a point about women in politics that we cannot forget. But in the future, of course, she will always need a new majority in the parliament, and we will constructively work with her, both in the council as in the parliament. We have at least two prime ministers in the ECR group coming up, and she will need that.
You mentioned women in politics. This is something that Evin Inchir has worked on as well, and I'm wondering what you think, Evin Inchir, or rather what you'll be looking for in the next European Commission in terms of gender balance and political balance as well.
I'm happy, of course, that there is, we see a woman continue being in that position. But as Social Democrats, of course, I would have wanted to see a Social Democrat in the position. Nevertheless, in these current circumstances and with the promises that von der Leyen made for us as Social Democrats, that was the best outcome that we could have seen. And she was also, which was very important for us, very, very clear on the commitments on the Green Deal and all the legislation connected to it. She was also very clear on the fight against anti-democrats that unfortunately are on rise in some part of our union, including pro-Russia, struggle against the pro-Russian forces in our own union. And she was also clear on the commitment for the fight for democracy.
Let's go to Isabel Wiesler-Lima of the European People's Party. So as you heard from your two colleagues there, they both mentioned the Green Deal. How do you see that developing? Because we've already seen some tensions in Germany about what Mrs. von der Leyen did not say about the internal combustion engine and what she did not say on possible common debt. So these ambiguities are going to be pretty difficult for conservative parties, aren't they?
I don't think that I'm bigotist. We have a very strong majority yet now in the middle, and the EPP very traditionally looks that everything is combined and that we have this equilibrium that we really need to have. It's about having the economy and the social and the environment taken into account and find the equilibrium that is necessary, that we can do everything. You will not be able to take social measures or to do what you have to do on the environmental place, also for the climate, if you don't have an economy that functions and that gives you the means to do it. So this is very, very important. But I must also say that her main message, in my opinion, was about security, about the values we have to defend, about this freedom that we have today to defend. That was, she had begun with that, she has stopped with that, and the majority she had looked for all the time is this majority in the center for with all the forces that are pro-democratic, that are pro-European, and that want to really defend what we have to defend, this Europe as we want to live. And this is today the main, in my opinion, really the main problem that we have to find a solution for. Everything that we have to do at the social, at the economic level and at the environmental level can only be done if we can safeguard this society. So this is really very important that we have this in mind and that we are conscious of the dangers our society is facing today with these foreign interferences in our society. And she has really put a big accent in this. So this majority in the middle is more than important.
It was quite a geopolitical speech, that's true, on the 18th of July. But to come back to Evin Incir, when you heard Ursula von der Leyen talking about the creation of a new commissioner for housing, the new action plan for improving working conditions, expanding collective bargaining, all these things. Did you feel that this was a real pivot towards social issues, or was it just she was saying the right things at the right moment?
Well, now, this upcoming 5 years, she needs to show that she's also going to deliver on the promises. Of course, we would have wanted to see more focus on, for example, labor rights. But we saw, of course, that many of those issues that we highlighted when we had her on a hearing in the SND group meeting last week, that she tried to incorporate it into her agenda for the upcoming 5 years. So now it will be up to her to show that she goes from words to action and that the words that she put into the manifesto is not just words on a piece of paper.
Okay. And Asita Kanko, you mentioned the Green Deal and that you were disappointed by von der Leyen's turn on that question, but she did actually repackage this. It's no longer called the Green Deal. In her words, it was the Clean Industrial Deal. You must be at least pleased that she's putting more accent, more emphasis on industry.
Yes, of course. I'm not disappointed in Ms. von der Leyen as a person. I'm just regretting the fact that the Commission, when it started 5 years ago, was very ambitious, but what was achieved left behind a kind of expectation gap on my side and on the side of many people. I wish is not only to blame on Ms. von der Leyen, but on the whole institution, because, of course, it's very difficult to get something changed here. I remind everyone that Ms. von der Leyen had to fight for a chair. So can you imagine what she has to fight for when doors are closed and nobody is watching and no camera is on? So I know it's not easy. I know she is the first ever woman chairing the European Commission. And I can imagine, as a woman in politics, that's very, very difficult. So what I expect and what my party expects is that the ambition, the result matches the ambition in the coming years,
okay.
Especially regarding the geopolitical commission in such a global context. It's very important, but also that most political groups and more politicians and journalists focus on the work, not on the woman, but on the work that has to be done. And we are open to contribute to make this a success. And that's why she's welcome to listen to us and to work with everyone.
And final comments, because we're running out of time, from Isabel Wiesler Lima. We also heard Ursula von der Leyen talk quite a bit about migration, increasing the resources of Frontex and Europol, and also the appointment of a new commissioner for the Mediterranean. Again, do you think that's a kind of public relations move, or is it actually going to make a difference, Isabel Wiesler Lima?
It will for sure make a difference. I don't want to have that we can even think that it was only words. It was not only words when it comes to migration. It is not only words when it comes to the social. We have a very strong past in the EPP of social rights. And when, but to come back to the migration, we have this migration pact that was a real achievement at European level. That we had in the last at the end of the last mandate, this was very, very important. We were able as European Union to do this, and now we have to build on that. I think that she found not only the right words, but she has really also the means to do what has to be done. That this is not anymore, that we don't talk anymore about it as a problem, but about it as something we resolve together.
Okay.
So this is really important, because migration is people that are coming.
Okay, we'll end it there. Thank you so much to all three of you, Isabel Wiesler Lima, Asita Kanko and Evin Inshir, for this debate. And thank you for watching Talking Europe. Do stay with us here on France 24.